You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to another episode of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now listen, I know it might be a little late, okay? I usually do it on Fridays. I moved it to Monday because I was lazy. But I will say this, I'm glad I did, because I was up in San Jose this weekend at the Improv, great club, and a fan slash friend said that he's been listening to my podcast and that they've turned kind of grim. And I don't want to be grim. So this week, no grim. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm staying away from the presidential election, because if I look at the election, things are going to get grim. I'll give you an election update. Donald Trump said something offensive, something stupid. Some people came on to defend him on CNN and blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing every week. There's no surprises. There's nothing left. There's going to be another debate. Hillary Clinton's going to try to answer some questions. Donald Trump's going to try to throw some insults. Maybe he'll lurk. Maybe he'll leer. Who knows? At this point, like I said, if you're undecided by now, I got nothing. I don't think there's going to be any revelation this Wednesday night that's going to change your opinion and suddenly just compel you to vote. So, done. So, rather than mess with this election, I'm going to go to clowns. I know, it's the same thing. No, I'm going to real clowns, because there is just, this clown thing is really becoming fun, because there are just so many clown stories out here. Okay, let's start with the fake clown stories. I know what you've heard. You can relax. There is no killer clown in Memphis, Tennessee. That's right. There was a report that a clown was arrested and police found 11 bodies stuffed in a freezer at his residence. Okay, first of all, what clown could afford a freezer that big? But this is the funniest thing, because this story is almost like, I do a show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and we have to make up these bluff stories, these fake news stories. And one of the tricks to making up a fake news story is details, because if you put in details, it sounds like a real story. This would sound like a real story. Douglas Harrison, 42, of Memphis, was arrested in connection with a series of dead bodies found in a freezer located in his shed. According to reports, the bodies were dressed in clown costumes with clown makeup on their faces. The Memphis coroner's office made a gruesome discovery today after several 9/11 calls were placed by neighbors regarding concern of suspicious activity at the residence of Harrison. At approximately 8 p.m., police were dispatched, blah, blah, blah. Upon entering the home, I love this, authorities indicated that the home smelled of cotton candy and death. Well, the entire home was covered wall to wall with circus decorations, and the sound of circus music could be heard throughout the home. Okay, there was nothing to this story. Not one bit of this story is true. This is the clown craze we're at now. You just make up a wild story about clowns, and people run with it. People run with it. Now, here's something I will tell you. If you're going to report a clown, don't be a clown, okay? Santa Clarita, California. Again, I used to live up there. Man, I'm glad I got out. Santa Clarita, California. A homeowner called the police to report that he was threatened by a tall man dressed as a clown and armed with a knife. The homeowner, they don't give his name, the homeowner told police he was smoking a cigarette in front of his house about 6 a.m. Sunday when a 6-foot man dressed as a clown approached him and brandished a knife. The homeowner, armed with an unknown type of gun, fired a warning shot into the air. The clown, I love that. Can you imagine firing a warning shot at a clown? The clown fled the scene on foot. The homeowner called 911. Said Sergeant Cortland of the Santa Clarita Sheriff's Station. Deputies responded to the scene. They could not find a knife-wielding clown. However, they discovered the homeowner was in possession of weapons and narcotics and arrested him. He reports a clown with a knife. He's firing a gun that I guess he wasn't supposed to have for some reason. He's also in possession of narcotics. Listen, when you're in possession of narcotics, don't call the police, okay? Don't call the police. Now, do you think the story's over? No, the story gets even better. Deputies did discover a man with a clown mask hiding in some bushes a few blocks away from where the warning shots were fired, a sighting, quote, unusual for that time of morning. Apparently, clowns like to sleep in. However, the homeowner didn't identify this clown as the correct clown. I love that. Okay, so I'm sorry for laughing during this, but how could you not? So, 6 a.m., you're having a cigarette in front of your house. You report a clown with a knife threatening you. You fire a warning shot at the clown. The cops come. They arrest you for the gun you have and narcotics. They find a clown hiding in the bushes, and you tell him, no, the clown I was looking for was taller. I love it. Clowns are taking over. So, listen, we still got 2 weeks till Halloween. This is just going to get better. I'm loving the clowns. Okay. Continue. You think I'm done? I'm not done with clown stories. I've got another beautiful one. It's not just here in the United States. In England, in a town called Cumbria, which is a Northwest England neighborhood, there's a man dressed as Batman fighting off villainous clowns. Yeah. There is a man dressed as Batman who's chasing down clowns, and because the clowns are scaring the kids. So there's clowns running around. Now you got a guy dressed as Batman chasing the clowns. This is real life. This is not a movie. This is not a spoof. This is in England. Well, maybe Batman, you can find the clown that was hanging out in Santa Clarita. Look for a tall one. Amazing. Clowns are taking over. There's clowns. You know what? Where's Homie the Clown? Where is Homie when we need him? We need Homie the Clown to step up, put these clowns in line, and we didn't have these problems. Because you know why? Because Homie don't play that. Bring back Homie the Clown. The only clown anyone ever really respected. On the topic of clowns, I'm not even close to being done with the clowns that have been hanging out lately. Sheriff Joe in Phoenix, truly a clown. If you're not familiar with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe is a guy who, he's on some kind of crusade against Mexicans. I've said it a million times. I don't know what Mexican beat him up as a kid, but he never got over it. He's also the one who was the sheriff who was going to investigate Barack Obama because Barack Obama is not a citizen and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sheriff Joe, the federal prosecutors are going to charge Sheriff Joe with contempt of court for violating a judge's order to stop immigration patrols. This clown, and Sheriff Joe is nothing if not a clown. He actually has his deputies and patrols. If you're a Latino or Latino-looking driver, they pull you over to check your citizenship. They pull you over to check your citizenship. I'm going to say it again. They pull you over to check your citizenship. In the United States, if you look Latino, they stop you to check your papers. Now, obviously, this violates numerous civil rights laws. This violates federal laws. But people like Sheriff Joe, they believe that if they don't like a federal law, they can just ignore it. They honestly believe that somehow, you know, forget about that whole Constitution and all that, unless you're talking about the Second Amendment. I think that's the only amendment in their Constitution, 2 and 5. They have two things in their Constitution. But anyway, the federal law supersedes state law. Now, it is against the law in the United States. I know it's hard to believe with the actions of many police, but it is against the law to just profile somebody. Hey, you look brown. Show us your papers. It's against the law. So Sheriff Joe has been sued numerous times for this and other civil rights violations and on and on. Sheriff Joe has been the sheriff of the Phoenix area, Maricopa County, which covers Phoenix and surrounding areas, since 1992. The county has this. He has cost the county taxpayers almost $50 million in lawsuits. Lawsuits, legal fees, fines, etc., etc. Why do they keep electing this clown? Why, do you know why he's continuing his immigration patrols? Because it's good for him in the polls, because they like Mexicans being rounded up. Why do you keep voting for this clown? You've spent $50 million defending him. Another clown. Am I done? Not even close. Nevada. Okay, now this is very interesting, and this is interesting because Nevada is turning into a swing state. I said I'd stay away from the presidential election, but I have to mention it just in the fact that Donald Trump is such a bad candidate on the Republican side that formerly hardcore red states now might be in play. So Nevada is one of these states. Now, what Nevada's looking at is, you know, the demographics have shifted. Nevada is becoming a swing state. They may pass a law requiring background checks for gun sales between private parties, including those conducted over the internet. This is a policy that's been funded by Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, who is a big-time anti-gun guy, as you may know. Or may not know. But anyway, they're talking about passing this law that, see, private gun sales, this is the gun show exemption. If I sell you a gun, I don't have to do a background check. Why? Well, let me explain why. Because Joe Leal, okay, gun guy in Nevada, he said he knows the good from the bad. He's been doing this for decades. So he's got his guns in his glass case, and he says, criminals don't want guns like this. They're expensive, and only the serious enthusiasts will lay down more than $2,000 for a weapon. His low-end guns cost $600. So what he does is he'll check their identification, make sure they're a Nevada resident. Then, you know, if he gets a bad vibe, he'll take them over and have a background check when he's suspicious. Guy's 82 years old, okay, and he calls selling guns his hobby jobby. See, it's not really selling guns. It's just my little hobby jobby. It's just cute, and I can tell the good ones from the bad ones. Trust me, this guy hangs out with Sheriff Joe, and I got a feeling most of the bad ones are brown or black. I'm just saying. I'm just guessing that those are the bad ones. But anyway, hopefully this law passes and clowns like him have to stop. Will they? No, because these kind of laws don't get enforced. Nope, not getting grim. Not going to worry about it. Not going to worry about it. Not going to worry about it. I'm going to tell you what is the perfect phone. If you are a clown, if you like to travel as a clown, if you like wearing a clown suit, you, sir or ma'am, need a Samsung Galaxy Note 7. Why? Because what's better for a clown than the old exploding phone? This has really become a thing now because there's a federal flight ban on Samsung Galaxy Note 7 phones. Now, Samsung said that they want all the phones back. They're recalling the phones. They're going to give you your money back. The problem is, how do you get your phone back if you're away from home? This article has numerous people. Okay, for instance, this guy wrote, a guy named Terrence, he wrote, I was returning back to Houston, Texas from Dubai. While in Dubai, I was asked about the whole ban on the Note 7. So they told me you could put the phone in your check-on bag if you remove the battery. The problem is the batteries can't be removed from a Galaxy Note 7. Now, another guy named Raul was... They were semi-banned when he left San Diego. Of course, when he wanted to fly back, the phone was fully banned, so he doesn't know how to get the phone back, because not only is the phone banned on the plane, you also can't ship it as cargo. So he called Galaxy, and he called Samsung, and after being put on hold and bounced around and around and around, they recommended, perhaps you should hide it in a sock. Yes, perhaps you will hide your exploding phone in a sock and fly it home and get your money back. These phones cost $700 or $800. People are getting stuck with them all around the world because they literally can't get on the phone. They can't get on a plane. They can't ship it on a plane. Samsung is talking about some kind of fireproof box to send them back, but so you're stuck. You're stuck with the clown phone. You're stuck with an exploding phone because there may not be a the carriers aren't international, right? So if you bought your Samsung Galaxy 7 at, say, T-Mobile in California, and now you're in England, you know, helping Batman find clowns, now you can't bring your phone home and you can't return it because there are no T-Mobile stores in England and so on. So, listen, get an iPhone, okay? Now, iPhones, they don't explode. What you do with Apple is you just get an update and then nothing works right anymore. Siri gets involved and it goes to hell. I'm living that right now. My iMac, I didn't upgrade to Sierra 7. Let me tell you, somewhere Steve Jobs is spinning in his grave saying, what the hell are you people doing? This is the situation with my computer. I upgraded my iMac to their latest operating system, Sierra, I believe it's called. Then I found out that my iMac, which is about 5 years old, is too old to be upgraded to Sierra. But once the upgrade's done, you can't undo the upgrade. So now the computer doesn't really work. It freezes up. I'm having all kinds of problems I never had before. And the solution is to upgrade to buying a new computer. So that's genius. And yet, well, the good thing is my computer don't explode. So before you tell me how good your Samsung is, mine don't explode. Finally, and this is always good, and we always get this time of year, there's always propositions on the ballot. You know, the things you don't really read and you wonder, how should I vote on these? Well, California, and I'll admit my state is entertaining. We used to be the stupidest state, but then Florida zoomed past us, not even close. California has a few propositions you might want to know how to vote on. Proposition 60, these are the clown propositions to me, okay? Prop 60 not only mandates condom use in adult films, because we all need to vote on that. It would also allow any Californian who spots a violation in a pornographic film shot in the state to sue and collect cash from the producers and purveyors. So you see, I'm not watching porn. I'm watching porn producers. I'm doing legal research. I got a lawyer on standby, so it may appear I'm watching porn, but I'm not. Okay, so that's one great one. Oh, by the way, the LA Times recommends we vote no on that. And we leave the porn. Leave the porn people alone. They pay taxes. Proposition 63. We're back to guns. California has some tough gun laws. Prop 63 wants to create a system to ensure that people who lose their eligibility to have a firearm, felony convictions, domestic violence, restraining orders, etc., actually get rid of them. So, the law already says that you can't have a gun. We need another law to make you get rid of a gun that's not legal for you to have? What the hell? I'll vote yes on that. Prop 64 is to legalize marijuana. I had no idea it was illegal. I'm at the end of the block from where I live. There's a medical marijuana place with valet parking. When you sell weed with valet parking, weed is legal. Stop telling me it's not. The weed is legal. So we've got that one to vote for, and then we're finally going to vote to ban plastic bags so they don't have to say paper or plastic. Let me tell you something. In the past 5 years in California, if they said paper or plastic and you said plastic, you might as well have been hitting a child while you said it. You might as well be smoking a cigarette if you're going to have plastic. You might as well be a felon who's not allowed to have a weapon, who has a weapon, who fires a warning shot at a clown, forgetting that you're a felon with drugs in the house and going to jail because the clown that you fired the warning shot at wasn't tall enough to be the clown you were afraid of. Does that all make sense? Welcome to California. I love it here. Thank you for listening. This weekend, the 21st and 22nd of October, I am going to be in Vancouver. Yes, I'm going up to Canada. No, I'm not scouting for a new home. I'm going up to Yuck Yucks in Vancouver. And the following week, the 24th to the 30th, I'm back in Las Vegas at the Laugh Factory at the Tropicana Hotel. Who's paying attention? You are. Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Adam Ray.
And Josh Wolf, and we have a new podcast on the Sideshow Network called Good Call. It's a sports show for the casual fan. We aren't talking stats, no spreadsheets, or in-depth analysis, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's just fan opinions that will make you laugh and think. So if you want to listen to it, download, rate, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on the sideshownetwork.tv/goodcall, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm not sure how much thinking is being done.
What?
Yeah.